Triple M had to sell the farm to pay Kennedy Malloy's lunch bill. If you're selling your home, check out Upside Realty. You don't pay commission. Upside.com.au.
Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy on Triple M.
Oh, baby, Friday. Here we go.
We've made it to Friday.
And that means we are on the brink of a very good time.
We are. It's sunny. It's warm. Everyone's feeling a bit buzzy today.
Are we ever? We've got a big show for you. Who's on the program, Jane?
Well, we're going to wrap up The Bachelorette. Sadly, it's over. I had a big blub last night.
Good for you.
I'll explain why. Deal breakers in relationships, Mick. We're going to discuss that.
I've got a couple. Ella Hooper will be our special guest.
Debbie Kapitis, who's co-owner of Winx. It's a big weekend for Winx.
I've heard Dustin Martin is home safely.
Yes, we better find out more. Perhaps speak to someone. Exactly. And we've also got Hero of the Week.
I can't wait. First ever, a massive, big, bulging last show of the week.
Exactly.
I can't wait. But Jane Kennedy, great news. We have a new coffee boy here on the program today.
Do we?
It's Barnaby Joyce. Oh. And by the way, Dangerous Dave,
of course, to be here.
G'day, Dave. It's gone nuts, hasn't it?
So what's happened? This is unfolding as we were pretending to do our research for the show.
Well, we saw lots of politicians before. We saw a very annoyed Prime Minister on the telly because the High Court has delivered its verdict on the dual citizenship saga and it's found that Barnaby Joyce, he's ineligible to sit in Parliament. It means he has to go for his seat again in New England. Scott Ludlam, Larissa Waters, Malcolm Roberts and Fiona Nash also chuffed. Ineligible, gone. Matt Canavan and Nick Xenophon were the only ones to keep themselves nice.
I don't care about any of them. It's Barnaby Joyce.
Oh, yeah.
Big story for me.
It is huge. I'll tell you.
Just another New Zealander living in Australia on the dole. Without a job. Go home, you bum.
Precisely. I'll tell you, he's going to be pretty happy about the news. Johnny Depp. And I reckon Pistol and Blue will be sitting there smoking cigars tonight.
Do they have dual citizenship?
They should.
Can they go to New Zealand?
Well, I don't know.
That would be good to see. I'm intrigued by the High Court.
Are you?
I have to say.
Why is that?
Well, because I've been in every court other than the High Court. Magistrates Court, check.
Yep.
County Court, sure. Supreme Court, most recently. But
you've covered quite a few bases, haven't you?
I've covered a few, but the High Court.
This has always eluded you.
Do you know what? Once I get the High Court, I'm going to retire. Once I get to the High Court, I'm going to put my cue in the rack and go, my work here is done. Can I be?
There's every chance you can, Mick. Trust me.
What do I need to do to get to the
I don't
High
know.
Court?
I don't want to think about it.
What are these the kind of cases? As you get that high up the ladder, how does it get better? Are the seats comfier? Is there more horsehair in the wig?
Is the prison more comfortable?
Is the courtroom artist better? Is it Archibald's standard?
I think it might be. I think it steps up a lot.
That was what I'm most disappointed in the Supreme Court in Adelaide. Because
did they do one of them?
Yes, I look like Matt Preston, which I didn't like at all.
But if I was to draw you now, I'd do the same.
Oh, well, thank you.
It's a compliment. It's a very dashing young man.
Thin ice, Kennedy.
Thin ice.
I've never been to court. You've never been to court?
No, I've been to VCAT. Does that count?
That's like kiddie court.
I've represented.
I've been to the food court. Doesn't necessarily make it.
I've represented myself in VCAT.
Did you really?
Yeah, I thought I was like Susan Day from LA Law. So I thought I was.
Can I ask the case, or is it no one's business?
Oh, it's to do with some buildings or something going.
And how'd you go? Did you approach the bench?
I did approach the bench.
Did you use the phrase, that's a lie, a damn stinking lie?
No, I used the phrase, you can't handle the truth.
What did you wear, can I ask?
What did I wear?
Well,
what
I'm interested
mean?
Because I find some hot lawyers sexy. Who was the dangerous? Who was the underworld?
Zara Guard Wilson, the gangland lawyer.
I did dress up. I dressed up.
She was a hot lawyer. I was actually thinking of committing a drive-by just to employ her.
Yeah, that's the spirit.
Do you know the best going to court I've ever seen? Roberta Williams went to court wearing a beanie.
And a fresh windcheater.
And I went, what a woman.
She is.
That is.
And I don't even think she wore moccasins that day, so I think it was all right. Might have had the Uggs on.
I think the moccasins were Exhibit A.
All right, we've got a big show coming up.
You're busting to get into this.
I am, because it was the last episode of The Bachelorette.
Oh, no.
There were tears, Mick. Big
Did
tears.
Did you watch it, Dange?
I saw the last bit as well, James.
Yeah. Tears from you?
Ah, no tears.
You big toughie.
Come on. By the way, missed any of the shows this week? You want to catch the podcast, get that on iTunes from the Triple M app as well. And I've been informed it's already top 10 with a bullet this week. Well, first week on Kennedy Malloy.
There you go.
Well, that's,
did you know that, Mick?
No, I didn't. But well, that should be a Friday night party paid for by this station, I reckon.
Yeah.
Don't you reckon?
I reckon first week on, make the top 10.
Well, you can, that's go, all right. You can go out now. You
Me?
Don't have to be glued to the television
yeah.
your stupid show. Oh. What's it called?
The Bachelorette. See,
the Bachelorette.
I've got girlfriends who say there's no point in living beyond. You can't do anything on Monday night. On Monday night, you've got, have you been paying attention, of course. But on Tuesdays, we go, there's nothing on. Nothing on the telly. Wednesdays are great. Thursdays are great. Friday, it's back to it. Oh, God. Now we've got to go through the weekend. Because The Bachelorette has just been so enjoyable, this series. Crazy. Sophie Monk has been awesome. And last night it was the final one, Mick. And look, no surprises what happened.
Oh, what happened to Jared?
Well, do you want to hear what happened to Jared? Because I've got to tell you, I was so uptight and I did bore my eyes out through this bit.
Of course you did.
Fair enough. Okay, yeah. Can we have a listen to what happened to poor Jared?
In my head, you're everything I've been looking for. Absolutely everything. Yeah. In my head... I know you're everything. But my heart belongs to someone else.
This is when I was crying.
How many times have I heard that?
I'm sorry.
That old routine. Yeah, I could lip sync with that.
I did lip sync with it.
Here we go.
But in my heart, my heart belongs to someone else. Why?
How did Jared take it?
Not well.
Oh, that's
no.
surprising.
He did have a blub.
Was
sadly.
He in his onesie?
No, it wasn't his one. They were in Fiji. They went to Fiji for these last
for
episodes.
The
hot, but he's in a suit and he had shoes on. And then the poor guy had to walk over sand dunes for a really long way by himself. Yeah. That was mean. Yeah.
See ya.
That was shocking.
Just kept walking and he just walked off camera as well. And the camera was kept on the beach.
Just kept on him. And you know what?
Kept walking out to sea. Just kept walking. Hasn't been seen since.
Hey, I think we might have Sophie and her new beau coming in here.
In here?
Yeah, I think they're going to come and chat to us. Think that would be awesome?
I'm going to have a crack at her.
I think you should.
I don't think it's too late.
I don't think I should. I'm not going to sit next to Stu because I've been very rude about him. So let's swap seats. Anyway, this is what, do you want to know how she said, you're it, you know?
You're it.
You're it.
Eeny, meeny, miny, moe, you're it.
It's how, about like
what
that.
What are you getting out of this program? What?
Everything. The dress, the makeup.
Hey.
The alcohol. Where they, so how they dine, how they
explain
bond.
To me, you sit around on your own? Are you
no,
with people?
I'm with people.
Are you at a coffee table? You've got a half a bottle
I'm
of
at the bench, closer to the fridge. And I'm just glug, glug, glug.
You're
and we
in position
go,
A.
I'm in position.
You're in position A1.
Yeah. Had dinner's all sorted, and then you just got some nibblies.
And
you have a bit of dip.
Let's have a laugh at Jared.
No, I don't laugh at Jared, but this is what happened. True. Do you want to hear when Stu wins?
Yeah,
or do we save that?
No, no, play it, play it.
All right, this is when Sophie
first
says,
thing is, I'm so sorry I misjudged you when I first met you. And the second thing is, I'm in love with you.
You love me.
So in love with you.
I love you so much.
You know what? They've only seen each other twice, really. Three times. I love you so much. We'll get to the bottom of this.
Would it work without the music? I have to ask. Can we get some music and we'll put it on one day just under our
Have a conversation.
Let's see what
happens.
See what
do you
happens.
Know what? This is what happens when you're a viewer and you know the format of The Bachelor and The Bachelorette. When it's down to the last two people, they usually arrive by limo. And all you see usually getting out of the limo is a foot. And you go, oh, my God, whose foot is that? Because the first one to get out of the limo is the loser.
Oh, right.
This time, they came on yachts.
Idiots.
So we could see from far away it was Jared fair and square.
So they had to hire two yachts.
Two yachts because they're in Fiji. So they're on a yacht and they sailed in to, oh, anyway. Hey, I'm so excited. If we get to speak to these two, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get them a bottle of Jared's wine. There you go.
I'm going to suggest a threesome.
You
Jared's
are not.
Wife.
Don't you do that. I don't know.
Watch me drive a wedge.
No, come on. You need to have nice manners around our guests.
Yeah, let's see how we go.
Well, they'll be in soon. Sophie and Stu from The Bachelorette.
I'm very worried.
And Sophie Monk will be on the show with new Beau. What's his name?
Stu.
Not Jared.
Not Jared.
I'll be coming in. I'm going to say this, and what? I mean no offence to this guy. There wasn't much to choose from, I felt, this year. Well,
so part of the problem was they were very young, and
look,
there are other things.
One was a magician named Apollo.
Yes.
Another one is a guy, right, who went to blub in a onesie because someone said something mean about his blankie. And the other one is a father of four who've had a vasectomy.
Yeah.
They're all deal breakers.
Yeah. What's
the... I would have thought you would have higher standards.
Well, I have a few. I mean, I've got deal breakers.
Do you have a deal breaker?
Yeah,
actually, this is a good one. 1-333-53. What's your deal breaker?
Well, if you don't like dogs.
Is that it?
Oh, yeah.
You're out.
No, it's not the only thing. If you don't like dogs, you're out, in my book.
Wow. All dogs or any type of dog?
No, if you're just like, no, I'm not a dog person, I go, well, you know, that's going to be tricky for us in the future. Mouth kisses. Not with me, but to my friends. You know guys who are mouth kissers? I know of this guy, and he's like got that, and he's, you see him coming, and you just turn your head a little to the side, and he still gets you.
So
mouth open.
A friend of a girlfriend, but he mouth kisses you.
Yes.
Wow.
So if you're one of those blokes.
By the way, we're confused right now. I don't know what to do.
Why?
I don't know.
Oh, you men?
Yeah, men.
You can't be confused about being a mouth kisser. It's just not on.
Is there tongue involved? Is he just... He's just kissing you on the mouth. Are there other people in the room?
No, it's just, I almost rip my neck when you have to sort of quickly back away.
This friend, would his name be Harvey Weinstein? I got one. Can I give you one?
Yeah.
I broke up with a girl who I'd, this was many years ago.
Yeah.
And I hadn't been going out with for long, and we were fairly new. We were sitting on the couch. And The Simpsons came on.
Yeah.
And she goes, I don't like the show. Ooh. What else is on? Do you know what? Mentally, there and then, I put my mental cue in the rack.
Yep.
And I went, how quickly can I bundle this young lady
gone
off my property?
That's
because
fair.
You like the Simpsons,
if you don't
that.
Like The Simpsons, to
I
me,
get that, yeah.
We have no future.
Nah, that's not on.
At least when The Simpsons was really good, too.
Okay. Yeah. If you can't change a tyre, build a fire, put up a tent, fix a fuse, fix a tap washer, and change a nappy, and stack a dishwasher, and unpack a dishwasher, then you're not on my list.
Oh, pardon me, Your Majesty. Who could do all that?
Are you kidding me?
I'm encouraging. All that?
I don't know. No. I've not met that person. That's my imaginary boyfriend.
You know, me and Roo, my brother, were up in the Northern Territory.
Yeah.
And we turned up to this camp, this wilderness camp, which was run by all women. We thought, oh, this is good. Anyway, we limped into camp because our tyre was flat, and we'd go, anyway, don't worry, girls, we'll fix this. Or A, we didn't even know where the jack was. And B, it's the outback. You've never seen women more disappointed, like
really?
Pretending they weren't watching.
Because they all knew what to do secretly. Of course they do. We've got some calls, I think, people have
Wonder
had
bras.
Wonder bras.
Wonder bras, that's a deal breaker.
Deal breaker.
What do you mean?
Well, I just don't like it. I just think
you
it's
don't
the
like
most
them.
It's the most deceitful of
false advertising.
Of all the underwear.
Do you really?
Everything's great, and then bingo. Wooshka. Hello. Here comes the National Geographical. To me,
that's tough.
Wonder bar.
That's tough.
Well, I'll put that in your dishwashing stacker.
All right, well, 1-333-53. We're taking calls, yeah?
Yeah, we'd love to hear from you.
What is a deal breaker?
What's your deal breakers?
We're in the middle of deal breakers. What is a deal breaker for you in the relationship department? Where do you draw the line? I've got a 1-333-53.
Yeah, give us a
call.
By
the way, boys and girls, give us a call. Can I tell you a couple more from me?
Mm.
No telly in the bedroom.
If people don't want the TV in the bedroom. Snap. Gotta go.
You know, I always say, it's my job. I'm still working.
Is it on at all times, Mick?
No, not at all times. A lot of overnight sport, sadly. Using my razor.
Oh, yeah.
That's a demarcation.
I think I've gotten into trouble over stuff like
that.
I
have two women in my house, so I know exactly.
I have to admit to that one. I've got one too.
Yes.
Anyone who's rude to waiters or waitresses. Because that gets onto the whole manners thing, and you know.
Rude to a waiter.
Yeah, what do you mean?
Well, no. I mean, we've all.
No, we haven't. We have not all been
we've
rude
all tipped
to
a waiter. Table over and slapped a giant pepper grinder out of a waiter's hand at some stage, haven't we? No, that's fair call.
Fair call?
I think you're right. That's a good one. All right, let's get into it, shall we?
Okay, let's have a listen to...
Chris from St Kilda first up.
Okay, g'day, Chris.
How you doing there, Jane and Mick?
Good. What's a deal breaker for you, Chris?
Well, thin hair. I started going out with this girl, and she was actually really nice, a fitness instructor, but she had really thin hair, and I don't like thin hair.
Now, why does it bother you so much, Chris, having a chick having... They can just put fake bits on and fake hair, girls.
No,
I know what you're saying there.
What?
It was thin hair.
A bit thin, and you get the feeling it could recede at any stage.
Well, yeah, it was like that. No, thin hair, but the rest was perfect. Regretted it. Regretted doing it, by the way.
Well, I'm glad that blew up in your face after all that, Chris.
It did.
Good on you, Chris.
Thank you.
See ya, bye.
That was a deal breaker, right?
That was a deal breaker.
Yeah, all right. Okay. Peter's on the line. How are you, Peter?
Yeah, good, fellas.
What's the deal breaker for you?
Thank you.
My deal breaker. I went over to Europe with a girlfriend that I'd been seeing for 2-3 years. And we're in Santorini, and of course, all these lovely beaches, white sand, red sand, black sand.
Yep.
We didn't see
Get on with it,
any
Pete.
Of them.
We didn't see any of them. Why?
She just wanted to walk around the town.
She refused to go to the beach.
That was it. And I was like, I call my son Australian.
She probably went on her own, I reckon. Probably a bit embarrassed to take you, Pete. Oh, no, I'm just going down the road to get some
fish and chips.
So did you go on your own, Peter? Did you go down the beach? Did you frighten the locals?
I found a nice little bar wherever we were, and I sat there and I drank.
Hold on. Sounds like you're in one right now.
Eventually.
Good on you, Peter. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Chris is on the line. Chris, what's your deal breaker?
I took this chick to the pub and I bought her a Palmer. And I said, I'll give you a Palmer, and she didn't eat it.
Deal breaker. Wow, that is...
In what charming manner did you ask her if you wanted a Palmer? Well, hang on, Chris. Hang on.
And I left the pub.
And you left the pub. There. You've stormed out. Were you rude to the waiter? Jane didn't like you. Hang on. Did you order a Palmer? You ordered her a Palmer. She didn't eat the Palmer.
Well, I had my Palmer.
Yeah.
And then I ended up finishing hers as well.
It sounds like she didn't even get to order anything. It sounds like you were just a bit bossy there. And
I said to her, like, I'm going to order a Palmer tonight. Like, you know. She's like all excited about it, and then it came, and then
you see, we girls can't win because sometimes we go, if we eat, you think we're fat pigs. If we don't eat, you think we've got anorexia.
I'll tell you what is a deal breaker for me.
What
is when you say no, I don't want any dessert. You go, oh yeah, righto. Well, I'm going to have one, and then you end up getting two spoons and woofing the lot.
Well, that's
deal breaker.
Yeah,
that's
deal
it.
Break me. All right. Okay, and Ariadne, is that Ariadne? That's a lovely name.
That's me.
How are you, honey?
I'm good. Thanks.
That's good. What's
the show, guys, by the way?
Oh, good on you. What's your deal breaker?
Loud chewers.
Deal breaker. So we'll have to hook you up with the last guy. he woofed two Palmers.
Oh, order me the Palmer, mate. I'll have it any day of the week, as long as you don't chew loud.
The loud chewer.
Yeah, no, I relate to that.
Do you?
Yeah, I've heard loud chewing.
Name names.
I'm not naming names, but I've been around loud chewers, and it's really the worst.
Why, as men get older, do they chew louder?
Because they couldn't give a stuff about anyone else.
Dumb. Oh, what?
They just do what they do. They forget all their manners, and they just sit there chewing loudly.
I think that's a new. I think we can do that on a regular basis.
I think we can too. What's
a deal breaker?
All right.
Don't forget, text us, tweet us.
Absolutely. Keep in contact. Facebook as well. Kennedy Malloy. Sophie Monk coming up in just a moment, I believe, guys.
Right. And her man, Stu.
With Stu as well.
The winner.
The ball and chains in tow, is he?
Yeah.
For Upside Realty, upside.com.au.
Helping small business grow is my passion. Hi, I'm Mark Boris, and I want to share that passion with you with my podcast, The Mentor. If you're into business, listen now on Podcast One as I get the stories from those just starting out and those on the verge of a major turning point. Join me for The Mentor, and I might just help your business grow as well. Download the app or listen now at podcastone.com.au. No matter what you're into, there's one for everyone.
Podcast One.
With a really huge day tomorrow for one of the most beloved heroes in the country.
That's right.
It's a horse.
It's a horse. And it isn't often, there aren't many horses that cross the threshold from racing circles into the wider popular culture. And
absolutely.
You can think of a handful that you could name, and this horse is amongst them. I'm talking about the Mighty Winx, which will be racing in what many regard to be the greatest race in Australia. Certainly the greatest weight for age. And if you win a Cox Plate, You cannot be a bad horse.
You got the best one. And we've got co-owner here, Debbie.
Hello.
Debbie Kapetis, thank you for joining us today.
Hi.
You've just got a grin on your face, I know, but you're probably still nervous, aren't you?
Oh, look, very much so. the build-up just starts, and this week has been crazy.
Yes.
It's so, so exciting. You know, to come. I flew down on Monday, and I knew I was going to have a fun week, but it's just stepped to another level.
Now, to come here.
Tuesday morning, the barrier draw and a track gallop, and there were so many people.
Would you even care what barrier it's in?
That's true.
You could race from barrier 82.
No,
what you should do, Debbie?
No.
Debbie, you could start it like the stall gift. let Winx give the other horses about 20 metres start and then mow them down.
No, it's not a handicap, please. It's a wait for age.
Wait for age.
We don't need it any harder than it already is.
Debbie, if I owned Winx, I wouldn't even do track work. I'd let it sit in the stables having a smoke.
But we need you
to fire up Saturday.
No. Have you ever tried that? Your muscles would be cactus.
Tried it. That's what I do. Have a look at me.
Watch what happens on his weekends.
I'm the aftershock for that particular spirit. So tell us what. Yeah. I remember seeing Chris Waller last year going, it's like relief. It's to win and nothing goes. He knows if nothing goes wrong, this horse wins. So is that what you're trying to do? Just get it across the line.
Oh, definitely. And you want safe. You want safe racing.
Yep.
Yeah.
And that's the ultimate. But the pressure builds. He feels the pressure much more than us.
Yes.
Yep.
Him and Hugh, they've got a handle. Hugh's got handled it in a race. My golly. I don't know how he does it. He's so cool.
And you're very protective of Winx herself for the lead up. And you don't have any photographs with her. Or you just leave her alone. And she got a big security set up, a bit of Kardashian type security, I think.
Not too much of a security setup, but yeah, no, we leave her alone.
Yep.
She does her normal routine.
Yep.
That's what makes her happy.
Yep.
We want her happy.
Exactly.
If they're not happy, they're not running well.
And what's your normal routine? Because I know we've got the purple happening. When did that start? With the purple colour in your hair?
Oh, the purple started before Winx, I'm afraid.
Oh, well, you're a bit of a radical chick, I can tell.
Not a radical. I like to have accentuations of colours. So
yes.
I used to primarily race with my brothers and sisters in the family Cerise. So it was hot pink for quite a while.
Yes.
Then I came across a purple and I've got purple colours. So I thought,
why
do
not?
It in the
purple. You know what they should do? They should make Matt Preston ride Winx.
Don't you want the horse to win?
I want to see a proper race.
We do.
Will be a proper race. I beg your pardon. There are good competitors in that race.
Yes.
There are overseas horses. Oh, yeah. We have Happy Clapper, who's come out and won a Group 1 recently.
See ya. Won't be in the photo. Does the horse hate being photographed?
No, she loves it.
Exactly. It will be the 22nd consecutive win if it happens. It's pretty amazing.
Oh, it's absolutely phenomenal.
And it's sold out at Mooney Valley. They got to be in love with you guys.
Look, they're very, very kind to us. It's not us, it's the horse.
Yeah. What happens if it wins, which I hope it does? Will you come back for another Crox Plate? Will you think of Ascot? Have you thought this far ahead? What are your future plans for a 6-year-old?
You do the prep at a time. We've got the prep. She's got a grand final tomorrow afternoon.
Yep.
And she may have another race this prep. That's always on the cards. But look, it's only a slight chance. And then after that, we'll all have a nice lunch, a little bit of a conversation.
Yep.
And Chris works. Ultimately, Chris works out what happens next. If it's overseas, it's overseas. If it's here, I'm more than happy with here. Mm. I don't believe, I've been in racing a long time, I don't believe in being a person that goes ahead and says, I know what to do, this is it. You have a trainer, you give them the expertise
Good
to
call.
Do it. I don't tell Hugh how to ride.
No.
He's the rider.
On you, Debbie.
He knows.
That's the way.
That's what we do.
You've got a great team happening there. What's Winx's favourite treat?
She doesn't like apples, but
she doesn't? No.
She likes to be left alone. That's her favourite treat.
She's a bit aloof.
Do you know what my riding instructions would be to the jockey? Don't get her out of a trot.
No. stay on her and just get her home.
Debbie, we are all rooting
for
Winx. She is a rock star.
Good
we can't
you,
wait at Mooney Valley tomorrow. Should be beautiful weather as well. So what an awesome day they're going to have out there. It's sold out, but, you know, we'll watch it on the telly.
Thanks and go Winxy.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm a little bit beside myself. Yeah.
Come on, Jane.
You're going to go to the blub again, eh?
I will go to the blub again. I had a big cry last night because last night we wrapped up The Bachelorette and Sophie Monk has found her prince and I'm sitting next to him. Stu, Sophie, welcome to Kennedy Malloy.
Oh, thank you for having us.
How are you both?
We're good.
Yeah, excited. Really well.
Really well.
In love?
Yeah, we are, but we've been everywhere, like, promoting the hell out of it.
Good on you.
Well, you're the most beautiful-looking in-love couple I've seen for a very long time, I have to say.
Can I
stop it. Stop it.
Can I ask you, is it too late for me to throw my hat into that? Is this locked away?
Mick, that is
weird if I say not. No. Yeah,
can I get a contract for Richmond next year? We'll talk.
We'll do a deal.
Not very nice matters. Look, it was a very big night, and I imagine it's a very over... I know that you filmed it 2 months ago, and it's incredible that you have to zip it for so long.
Yes.
Yeah, it's so hard.
And how do you cope with not seeing each other then or being seen out? Were they able to sneak any dates in for you?
They did a few lockdowns and then we did a few of our own lockdowns.
And how did you do that?
See, this is hilarious.
We broke the rules.
Most people sneak around behind each other's backs, but you're sneaking around to get together.
Yeah, exactly. Like we're teenagers.
We were cheating with each other.
You're cheating with each other.
And did I read or hear somewhere today, sometimes they took you places you didn't even know where you were. Yeah. It's like, do they put like a kidnapping scenario? They put a bag over your head so you didn't know.
It was
know
a
where
hostage situation. There was no service ever on the phones, was there?
Oh,
no.
That's annoying.
Oh, annoying for him. That's fine.
Really?
But we'd go 2 hours, but separate cars to this place that was looked like, I don't know.
In the middle of
nowhere. In the bush.
Standard first date. I thought, where was the favourite place you went together during the show? Because I didn't see a lot.
My hotel, where we weren't meant to go. I'd say.
Don't you reckon? Because I
no during the show.
Yeah. During the show saw Sophie.
Oh, sorry.
During the show.
Okay.
I'd have to say. Your mansion, Sophie. During the show. Oh no, I'm not allowed to say that.
You were not. No.
Can I guess?
Do you mean like which part? Like
Fiji was awesome.
Yeah, it's got to be better than the dugong. What the hell?
Oh, I didn't mind the dugong. But do you know what the funniest thing is?
He was.
So afterwards,
Jared drove Ferraris.
I was talking about the dugong on camera, and I went, "God, his name was something like Fatty or something."
Yeah,
and I said, "Oh, that's no Piggy," and I went, "That's a bit mean calling it Piggy. He's going to have a self-esteem problem." The guy got really offended, where I had to apologise after saying it's my skinniest dugong.
Yeah. You had to apologise to the dugong.
Yeah, to the dugong's owner,
Kevin, the trainer.
Because I said he was fat. And I was like, but they're still fat as an animal.
Yeah,
no?
But it's a dugong. That's the way they roll. Hey, Stu, how nerve-wracking was it for you? Because obviously you had to win a competition. You had to win the hearts and mind of this young lady. Bearing in mind, there wasn't a lot to beat. Come on. Jared went the blub in a onesie.
I think
Sophie, be honest. Was that the moment he was cooked?
No. I don't think that was the moment.
Yes, it was. When he went the blub in his onesie because of someone said something about his blankie.
The blankie.
I relate to that. Oh. I used to suck my thumb.
Come on,
so
Sophie.
Yeah.
No,
it wasn't then. Honestly, he really cared about me, and that's what
he
I wanted.
He really did.
And you broke his heart.
Thanks for reminding me.
It was fun to watch.
But hello, that's what the show
is.
It
was awesome TV.
That's what the show is.
It was very nerve-wracking. For me, I was different to most of that. For me, it was all or nothing. Yeah. I mean, it was a huge punt going on. And I'd met Soph once before and thought there was a connection.
Yeah.
And it was all or nothing. You know, and
did you think the other boys, honestly, you saw them, you went, they're a bit young for Soph and she's, you know.
Yes, I did originally, but that was the first time I shook their hands. I was surprised that I met 14 guys and I was very surprised at how young they looked and thought, all right.
They're all good guys, mind you.
Awesome guys.
But you all got so competitive. You couldn't do anything without getting insanely competitive. And that was fun to watch.
Sometimes I felt pushed out the way.
Yeah, I know.
And in the rose ceremony room, they're all hugging each other. And I was like crying by myself. And I was like, hey, guys, I'm happy here.
Hey, I've got some news for you, Stu. Mm. Vasectomies are reversible.
Yes.
Oh, I think he knows that.
I have investigated this. It can be done, and it really hurts.
I've never spoken about someone's balls so much in my life. Like, we know it's fixable.
I had to explain a lot to my kids because they all watch it with, you know, they watch
it's like
it with
being
me.
It's like being
dissected.
Can I say,
they're Australia's balls.
Yes.
We feel like we know them.
We do.
We're in the conversation.
We want to wish you guys all the best.
Thank you for coming in.
Yeah, we really appreciate it. Guys. Now, will you go on a holiday or do something together now that you can really...
Oh, we haven't planned ahead, but hopefully we'll get out.
Yeah.
We'll get out of town for a while.
Well, good luck to the both of you. I honestly mean it. Jane Kennedy, this has dominated her life for
I know,
so
thanks,
long.
Jane.
And so many other people I know.
You're the best bachelorette. I mean, they're all lovely. I love them all. I love George. I love Sam. But I loved your honesty. I loved your swearing, especially. Oh. And I loved your parents.
Well, shit, thanks.
Like, did your parents watch? Keep watching
the show?
I know,
they're beautiful.
They're beautiful.
If anything goes wrong or he lets you down, call me.
I will.
Okay.
Done. Are you single?
I am.
Oh, great. Okay.
All right.
Good to know then.
Oh, good
next
to know.
Season. Next season.
Thank you very much,
thanks,
guys.
Thanks, guys. Ella Hooper next. Kennedy Cheers. Malloy.
For Upside Realty, upside.com.au.
Ever get the feeling the world could be a better place but don't know how to do anything about it? I'm Amanda Tattersall. If you want to change the world, my podcast One series, Changemakers, is the one for you. Stories from around the world that show change is possible and give you tips to help make it happen. Stories of people who've been shot at, jailed and threatened with life behind bars simply because they want the world to be a better place. Download the app or listen now at podcastone.com.au. No matter what you're into, there's one for everyone.
Podcast One.
We're going to start this hour on a sour, bitter, disappointing note.
James, I'm actually Kennedy. Shaken up about this. When you first texted me last night and
urgent,
said...
it was.
Urgent text. Alert. And you said, I'm sorry to interrupt the Bachelorette. Oh. I've got something that you need to know.
And what was it?
Why mini bars are disappearing from hotel rooms.
What manner of evil is this?
What the mini are you bar? Saying? That's the thing I live for.
The holy grail.
What the hell's going on?
The altar.
You can't do that.
That which we kneel before. Here's what how I choose my hotels. On their mini bar and their room service cheeseburger.
So snappity snap.
The room service cheeseburger pretty much is how I decide.
I agree.
But... there is
what madness is going on when they say, do you know why they're saying they reckon?
Why?
Because some people have spoiled the fun for all of us, Mick.
How?
They drink the contents of the miniature scotch bottle and replace them with weak tea put the lid back on.
Who would do that? Is it somebody in this room?
Not me.
Dangerous.
No. Not me.
Some people have filled vodka bottles with water, same for gin. Oh. Get this, they even have mucked around with the Toblerone bar. They've slipped the box open carefully, and you can put it back in.
It's like a heist.
But you know what I used to do?
What?
Whenever we go to a mini, if I'm going to be at a hotel for more than one night, because maybe all the contents go that night, and you know it's expensive.
Oh yes.
Sometimes I just go down to the local liquor land.
Dear, I did. To replace the items.
Yes.
What is wrong with
then
you?
Then, if they get rid of the minibar, then there's no fridge. That's why I'm panicking.
You can't get rid of the minibar.
Outrageous.
What will Toblerone do? Yes. There goes Toblerone. What will Nobby's Nuts do?
Look,
I can't believe it. What happens with the Pringles? Are the Pringles considered part of the minibar? They usually stand outside of the minibar.
That's the only time I
Cherry Ripe's on the ropes. I mean, this is a debacle. No one has thought this through.
What's going to happen to that 42 dollar jar of cashews that is just going to go to waste.
Mate, can I tell you my favourite moment is the stock take in the morning, you know, with the pen and the paper?
Yeah.
All right, let's just see what we've had. What? 70 mil bottle of Kahlua? I don't remember that. Kettle chips, never eaten one in my life.
I've tried to whisper it and they've gone, sorry, what was that? Packet of Twisties and Burger Rings. Shut up, you skinny receptionist.
What's this half bottle of Jacob's Creek you're talking about? I've never seen that before. There's no more disappointing sight in the world than walking into a hotel room where the minibar is empty.
I get chills.
It's a service department. And you go, oh, I might have a nice cold can of Coke or me cherry. You walk in, you go,
nothing.
There's that little thing of milk.
Yes.
That's it.
Here's what to do. Do you want to save some costs? Don't muck around with the minibar.
Yep.
Get rid of the... courtesy pens. They're gone. Courtesy pen, gone.
The umbrella. Don't need it.
The umbrella, gone. The little sash on the toilet seat, gone.
Notepad.
Who needs it? Do you know what will be happening?
What?
Without the mini bar, you'll be reduced to going the two-packet little biscuit next to the kettle. And there's no sadder moment than a man in his underpants in his hotel room coming home late
eating
and
those
having
biscuits.
To eat two biscuits.
Oh dear!
And coffee.
A girl who knows about mini bars, well, probably
she
hotel rooms.
She's seen
Ella Hooper. She's seen her fair share, I'm sure.
Oh, geez.
We'll hear what she has to say. And we've got a fabulous guest, someone who I admired since I think I first heard you. You were 16 years old in Killing Heidi. I know we're reminiscing and you've got the most incredible voice.
Thank you.
We're rapt to have you here. Please welcome Ella Hooper to Kennedy Malloy.
Top rock chick.
I was
top
rock you guys, chick. Stop it now. Stop it. No, don't stop it. Yeah.
I was reading an article in an airline magazine recently. They did a bio on you because of you travel so much and it's all your travel tips. Now, I have to ask, I don't want to harp on about this, but...
We've been talking about
the mini bar and the fact that they're thinking of phasing them out.
What? What?
Get rid of the complimentary fruit platter on arrival, you idiots.
Yeah, no one wants fruit after a long, hard day at work.
How do you feel about, as a seasoned traveller and someone who spends a lot of time in hotel rooms?
And
how
differing
do you feel?
Degrees of hotel rooms. Some really flashy ones, some not so flashy ones.
You've got your UHT Bicky on the pillow kind of vibe. Yeah, and I don't mind that because I find it charming and you know, then you have to fight over who's getting the niece or the niece and who's getting the weird one.
Yes.
The one that's...
The one that's always left, just, last.
Yeah, it's not particularly sweet. It's not particularly anything.
No.
But, and then you've got your really nice minibars. God, I've seen some incredible ones in my time. Some Vegas minibars and all kinds of...
What's the flashiest? Can you remember kind of flashiest
QT's
minibars?
Well.
QT's the best.
Who do you think that coughs up a rocky road next to a pack of dingers?
Yes!
I think can read me like a book.
I'm a big fan of the Panadol. It's like, you know, many is the time I've gone, you smart bugger. Yeah. I've ripped into that Panadol with no thought of second thought about
it. Could you imagine life without the minibar? Will you miss it?
No,
will you,
it's a sad, that's a sad
is,
place.
It is, isn't it? Well, do you know how much we love it? We've got one in our office.
I would be happy when I have one in my room. That's goals for me. Like,
do you have a routine when you used to get into a hotel room and your minibar? Are there any things you used to do?
Absolutely. You've got to have a routine, I think, when you're touring because life is so crazy and chaotic. You go in, you kick your shoes off, you do whatever you got to do in the bathroom. Yeah. I go check out all the girly stuff, of course. I'm like, oh, what's the moisturizer like? Crap. Okay, good. And then you hit the minibar and you go... What am I likely to drink? Can I be bothered going and replacing the Kit Kat with a 7-Eleven Kit Kat? If there's a 7-Eleven in the lobby, you get straight to it. You replace the coconut water, the Mount Franklin, because you don't want to pay. You know, it's so inflated.
A bounty bar.
It is.
What about this one? Have you seen this? This is the new system, and I've come across these lately, the weighted ones.
Oh,
so, so if you actually remove it, the weight senses and you're gone. So you have to choose wisely. I'm trying to get around the 70 mil Bacardi to get what I want. Like I'm a safecracker trying to get a cubic zirconia or something.
Do you put on a cat suit?
What's that game where you have to pull the sticks out before the marbles fall? Kaplunk.
Like Operation because you don't want to.
Yes, but the mini bar is one thing, but you would have had a rider too in your stay, which is like mini bar. You know, it's like everyone's rider is a mini bar. Did you have anything exotic
or seen impressive riders in your day?
Oh yeah, we used to have this thing on the rider because we knew it was so ridiculous. In our heyday, we were a bit cheeky. We were the right age just to be a bit obnoxious, you know. So we would ask for this and that and the other thing. And Phil from Grinspoon taught me one thing. He said, "No Moe, no showy." No Moe, no showy. So there's always a bottle of Moe.
That should be our new motto.
You shouldn't have known that in negotiations.
Exactly.
At the end, at our most hectic, we said, and a partridge in a pear tree. Because we realised then people would give us a pear or a partridge doll or a picture of a partridge in a pear tree.
All these creative
interpretations of a bloody partridge in a pear tree. And
fantastic.
Usually it was just sliced up pear. And now, as I said, nobody wants
that. You mentioned Grinspoon. You're about to, and dangers across this. Yeah. There's a big new tour going around, which is full of some of the best Australian bands we've ever coughed up. Am I right?
Super Jesus, you got Grinspoon, Dallas Frasca as well. This is going to be amazing.
And you guys, as Killing Heidi?
Yes, as
awesome.
Heidi.
Jesse, your bro.
Yeah.
Can you say hello to him for me? He's a cracking bloke.
Yeah. He really is. He's a top-notch bloke. I'm very lucky with that one. I'll keep him around, I think.
Good on you.
For a few more years.
Handy at Christmas.
He's getting a bit long in the tooth, actually. We were trying to squeeze into our Killing Heidi costumes the other day, and guess what? The only person that can is the drummer. Because he's still fit. He's still so fit. And Jess and I are like,
Now, will that be like a great touring show? I mean, obviously, you'd have relationships with all these bands. Will that be a load of fun for you?
It's going to be insane. Like, as I was saying, it's going to be like a flashback that's so convincing. It could be, it's like Inception. Like, what just happened? Did we just skip 20 years? The 20 years just went, because we were friends with Jebediah, we're friends with Grinspoon, we're good friends. Yep. Friends with the guys, I think it's Regurgitated.
Yep.
Something for Kate. Everyone's back together touring.
We're going to get a few of those guys floating through the show over the next few weeks. Danger, where can people find? We've got this on our website or something.
Yeah, go to the tour page, the music page at triplem.com.au.
Ella, when did you first encounter this young man, Dangerous Dave, in your travels?
Those dulcet tones. Well, Actually, I can't believe how young you are, Dave, because thought when I was like 10, 11, 12, to me, you know, adults are obviously a different thing than they are when you are one. So but here to look at you now, I'm like, you haven't aged at all.
But where did you hear him for the first
time? On my school bus every day of my life as a young person coming from Violet Town, going through to Benalla, where I was actually schooled in, you know, northeast Victoria. Mm. Dave was
How long was the trip?
He was Dangerous Dave, rocking the borders and valley.
How old were you then, Dange?
So this would have been, what, late 90s?
First gig?
Yeah.
Nah, second gig it was in radio. So, from 96 to 99, I was at 96.9 Sun FM, rocking the valley. All
right.
Here's Gina G. Just a little bit.
Just a little bit. A little bit more.
I'm going to make you do that voice.
Yeah.
I absolutely love it. It takes me back to a very happy time.
I'll tell you what else takes you back is the jacket that you've virtually taken off him. You knew Ella was coming in today, and you brought in your son. What is it? Your
Sun FM
969.
Yeah. Bomber jacket. Which you've already made a bid on.
I've got it. I'm already snaffled it. I'm not giving it back.
It's a good looking rig, and it's in the same vintage of the one Jane Kennedy's wearing,
which I'm now doomed to wear every single day I'm on air, and it's really hot today. But that's okay. I don't mind because I'm going to stick to wearing this great Triple M bomber jacket. And you know, bomber jackets are back in, aren't they?
They're so in. I just got to say, you look so good in that jacket. That looks like something you just picked off the
rack. Thanks, babe. I rock out.
Exciting news here, guys. I've had a chat to management.
Yes.
And I think we're going to do a limited edition of bomber jacket of
Kennedy
that
Malloy.
Style with a Kennedy with a Triple M logo on one, right Kennedy on. Malloy on the other.
My hand is up and it's up high.
It's still at a negotiation stage, but I'm pretty
sure. Very early stages, I suggest.
Some people are hearing this for the very first time. I'm pretty confident I'm going to get this across the line.
I think
we'll
so too.
We'll do it. We'll give it out. We'll have a competition, a limited edition. Maybe we'll do a print run of 50.
I think people would love that.
50 bomber jackets already.
Easy done.
I'm a huge fan of the show, as you know. Now I will get to do it. I'm going to suck up. I'm sucking up so hard. I need one of these jackets.
You just told us you were listening to Hamish and Andy on the way in.
Sorry about that.
Oops.
Hey, that was the cab driver, not me. That was the cabbie.
Well played. Hey, I'm so excited about you back on tour and all these bands. I love great Australian music, and when it's good, it's really good. Right. Who should we keep an eye out for? You've got your finger on the pulse.
Yep.
I do.
Name some names. Something to give us a hint.
Okay. Well, I'm your girl. I'm passionate about the young musos coming through, and I've recently discovered this band called Racket from Sydney. Yep. Racket with two T's. They are freaking.
What do they do?
Awesome. They are all female, four-piece powerhouse rock.
Loving
balls
it already.
Balls to the wall. Oh, can I say that?
Girls with guitars. I love it.
Yep.
Girls with balls to the wall. Guitars. And they wear these incredible outfits. Their songs are super catchy.
You said they got a bit of choreography with their instruments as well, to get it all rocking.
Yeah, it's a show, Jane. It's
I love that.
And
love
are they on tour at the moment?
They are on tour with Killing Heidi.
Oh, great. Well, there you go.
They've been
two
with
in
us
one.
All around the country, and they've just been blowing me away. You know, it's actually been a bit awkward because you want a good support band, but you don't want that.
Oh,
good
yeah, there you
go. I was like,
it's like you can't have the bridesmaid look better than the bride.
That's what's been going on.
This is the same problem comedians have. So you want someone to warm up the audience, but the minute it gets too warm, you're going, get him off. get that guy off.
I feel you.
Thank you for coming in. Do you realise we have a mini mar in our office? If you'd like to join us.
Can I just stay?
Yeah.
It's well stocked. Well, actually, it's getting a bit low, isn't it? Well, we've been here a week, so
I'll
it's on the.
I'll just pop down to Beer, Wine & Spirits. I'll be back.
Obviously. Thank you very much, Ella Hooper, for coming on.
Good on you,
thanks
Ella.
For having me.
Catch up with the podcast on iTunes, the Triple M app. It's number 10 with a bullet right now. Jane Kennedy, Mick Malloy for the drive home on Triple M.
Can you do it like you used to do in Shepherd?
All right. Rock of the Valley's 96.9 Sun FM with a bullet. It's Kennedy Malloy.
Why did you change from that, Dave? I love that.
You like that voice?
I do.
Were you Dangerous Dave then?
I was. And I used to do dangerous things back in the day.
Like what? What's the most dangerous?
I can't imagine
went
it
went skydiving, diving with sharks. What else?
Would people write in and say what they wanted you to do?
Yeah, get dangerous to do dangerous things. But once I left, that was it. No more.
What's
sensible, Dave?
It's the most dangerous thing you do now. Yeah. You look after your pet birds.
I think it's eat things in the fridge that have been left for about 5 days. That's the most dangerous thing so far.
Hey, guys.
Yeah?
Do you want to crack open a regular segment?
I thought say, do you want to crack open a bottle? No, don't mind if I do.
I think that ship's already sailed. What I'm saying is, when I say regular segment, it's early days.
Yes, but I do. We're
running a few up the flagpole and seeing if anyone salutes. So
okay.
What about this one? It's one we've been working on down the shop. Hero of the Week.
Kennedy Malloy's. Zero.
I like it.
And zero. I forgot about the zero bit.
So I hear.
There's someone who we're unimpressed with as well. I'd like to put my hand up immediately and nominate Jared from.
Well, I'm steering way clear of that.
Jared.
No, he's not going to cope with that. He'll be listening. He's from Melbourne.
What are you going to do? Go the blub. Jared, you went the blub on national TV in a onesie over a blankie. You're cooked.
Oh, poor Jared.
Long as you're alive on the face of the planet, that will dog you. You'll be winning an argument with someone and I go, that's true, Jared. But I've never gone the blob on national TV in a onesie about a blanket.
All right. I do accept but that. Poor Jared.
Do you know who I love?
Who do you love this
really
week?
I really love.
Who's your hero from the week?
Nana Lois Knight.
Oh,
who is Dustin Martin's grandma who got the tattoo on her back as a 70-year-old, the number four.
That is awesome.
To celebrate her grandson winning a flag, a Norm Smith. And a Brownlow.
Amazing.
In the 1 year.
Amazing. And we spoke with Lois on Monday.
We did.
And we loved her so much.
She was just brilliant. We sent her some gear. We sent her.
We sent her some yellow and black roses.
Yes. That's right.
And
a slab of Richmond Draft, which is, I mean, it was the perfect care package for a grandma who's just got her tattoo. And we were asking about Dustin because you hadn't heard about Dusty.
No, because he's away. Oh, he was away.
Well, I think he's back.
Really?
So because I've been following Dane Swan on Instagram because he's with Dane. And I believe after heading to Las Vegas, Mexico, and in Malibu, he may have safely arrived home.
Really?
I'm heaving a sigh of relief. But I just love the work.
Well, I think if, as she's the hero of the week, guess what?
What?
We've got her on the line. Oh, wow. Are you there, Lois?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, how have you been?
Good.
Congratulations. You're our hero of the week, Lois.
Oh, thank you. And I got some beautiful yellow roses today.
Did you now?
And a slab of Carlton Draft.
Well, there it is.
Premier cans. And I'm just, I'm not a drinker, Mick, but I'm just hear this? I'm going to crack it.
Lois,
can you hear that?
Oh, look, Lois, as far as I'm concerned, you should be the next Bachelorette. You are the ultimate woman, as far as I'm concerned. You're a good tiger. What about Dusty? Have you heard from Dusty? Did I hear he's back in the country? What's going on?
Yes, apparently he's back.
He's touched down.
He's touched down. Have you heard anything from him since we talked last?
Not a thing.
Well, if he's a good boy, he's going to go and visit his nana this weekend. Don't you think I'd better make a trip to Castlemaine?
No, I think he's got a wedding. I think he's got Jack's wedding this weekend.
Well, I think
that's what he's home for, apparently.
Well, he's conflicted, Lois, because he's got a horse running on Derby Day.
Ooh.
And then Jack Riewoldt's wedding is on Tasmania in the same day. Now, what do you think he should do?
Oh, he'll go to the wedding.
Well, you'd like to think so, wouldn't you, Lois?
Yeah.
You might like
that. He'll go to the wedding.
I'm not quite so sure myself.
Definitely.
Are you going to have a bet on his horse on Derby Day?
I think I will. I don't drink and I don't bet.
Well, then how can you be a Tiger supporter?
And I don't do tattoos, but I've done the tattoo.
You've done the tat.
And now I'm doing the drink.
Well,
and it tastes good.
It tastes good. Well, I'll tell you what.
And then I'll have to have a bet.
And then you'll have a bet and the full conversion has taken place. We hope you have a fantastic weekend.
Yep.
Would you put those yellow ones? The yellow flowers, there should be a couple of black ones in there too.
Yellow and black.
They were yellow roses and
black wrapping
and
paper.
Black and, black, yes.
Yep.
And yellow and black ribbon.
Yep.
And the yellow and black ribbon were around the can. And it tastes all right, can.
That's my party pack.
When I see you at the football, I'll come over and say hi to you.
I can't wait to see you, Lois.
Yep.
You're a good nan, not a gran, a good nan.
Oh yeah, not a gran.
And well done on being our first hero of the week on Kennedy Malloy.
Oh, thank you.
You're most welcome.
Cheers.
Okay.
Bye.
Cheers. Oh, yeah. Up in the air. Cheers. Okay. See you, Mick and Jane.
Good on you, Lois.
Bye.
Thanks.
Bye.
You know, we've been talking about Instagram, people who you
I'm
follow.
On it right now.
Well, you're on it right now.
Sorry,
and you can get on our Instagram at Kennedy Malloy.
Yes, and my personal one too, Mick Molloy 66. That's a good one.
Okay, and I can't even bother saying mine because I forget it. It's so convoluted. It's
Jane_L.
No, stop. Jane, stop. Jane_L_Kennedy. Wow. There you go. We've got it all covered.
Lock
but
it
you
in.
Know what people are doing?
I don't know how you remember your own after a couple. Lock yourself
out,
wouldn't you?
Remember. Of course I can. It's a bit of a show-off thing, Instagram.
We've established that. That's what you do. Look at what a good time I'm having.
Wow, I'm so beautiful. Oh, my God. Oh, and there you
I'm in Mallorca.
Yes. Speaking of Mallorca, but people are doing things that are cheating. They're cheating their way on.
I can't believe this is how competitive it is now for in the show-off stakes that people are actually misrepresenting the truth.
Exactly.
On Instagram.
So
how? Tell me how.
Well, I see a lot of Instagram photos of women that I sort of vaguely know from Melbourne. And they might be in first class, so and they've got a glass of champagne, and they might say something like, good list of movies today, but you can tell that they're in first class cabin, right? So it's a real show. They're showing off. Well, people now can rent private jets for only about $316.
What are you talking about?
You can rent a private jet, photograph yourself, but... Oh, you don't actually take off in it.
You don't take off on it.
You sit in the seat and you can.
That's rubbish.
They actually also provide, this is what's happening in Russia right now, because it's, you know, it's got
that's
these.
That's deceitful.
Yeah.
Not really, really.
That's what you be photographed walking up to it and
yes,
go, here I am
walking
about
up,
to get on it.
Yeah, like the Kardashians do. They all fly in PJs around and you can get in. You can also, they will provide hair and makeup.
Oh.
So you look extra fabulous while you're travelling. Wow. Isn't that amazing?
Fake.
Yeah, see, I think it's a very good business opportunity on myself.
I think this is a thing.
Do
because
you?
I have a mate.
Yeah.
Let's call him Nick.
Mm. I'm sure you've worked hard on that name. That's probably his real name, isn't it?
Who had a Tinder shot. Mm-hmm. Yeah, his Tinder profile
shot.
Well, he got on a yacht and had himself photographed behind the wheel with a skipper's hat on. So he actually hasn't lied to us.
Yeah.
He's misrepresented the truth. Mm. Hi, girls. My name's Nick. Here I am. Mm. Bang. And everyone went berserk.
See, I think that's clever.
Until the moment of disappointment.
Oh, when the chicks realise.
When you rock up to his caravan in Rosebud and realise that's it.
They have me. Speaking of disappointment.
What?
There's another trick that people are doing on the internet and it involves swimsuit models, Mick.
Don't get all bitter.
I'm not bitter and twisted.
It sounds like you're about to have a go.
I'm not.
Hardworking women who do a great job in general.
I might be feeling a bit smug at this point.
Oh, here we go.
You know, you see all these birds with big, good racks. You know, good-looking racks in bikinis.
Let me think. Okay. Yes, yes, I can recall.
Like a Victoria's Secret model.
Well,
okay, I'm going to expose these imposters. Because apparently how you get that look of a really good rack.
It's late on a Friday, people. Yes, go. Yes.
The thing is, you wear a real bra underneath and they Photoshop out the outline of the bra and you put the bikini over the top. This is what is happening in this crazy world.
Perky cans,
bang. Now, didn't anybody tell me this when I'm growing up?
You remember one of my deal breakers was the Wonder Bra.
There you go.
Now I'm very disappointed in Victoria's Secret and these supermodels.
Well, you're a bit torn.
Well, not torn enough
to
stop looking.
Torn, that just made me think. Do you know Torn's 20 years old today? I just read that today. There you go. I'm a fountain of information, aren't I? We're getting
it's Natalie Imbruglia.
Natalie Imbruglia. I love that
the
song too.
Yeah. No need to Photoshop the brawl.
No, she's a spunk.
Yeah. I just checked the iTunes podcast because you
What's
can
happening?
Download Kennedy Molloy. Right. You're like number 10 when we started the show. You're now at number 2 on the comedy podcast, just below American Joe Rogan. So you're the number 1 Australian comedy show on iTunes right now. First weekend.
Thank you, listeners of Melbourne.
That? Yes, I'm
totally. Thank you. Not only Melbourne.
They're sampling.
They might not come back on Monday.
I'll be back.
It's been a fun week. Have you had a good first week?
Really, I have to look in your eyes.
Here we go. Can we turn the lights down, please, don't you?
No, I want to say yes, I have. Good. I don't feel nauseous anymore. That's good sign, isn't it?
That's the nicest thing anyone's ever said to me. I'm sitting here next to Sophie Monk. Do you think I was getting a bit of serious traction? Am I being deluded? But I thought
Seeing as she's just like cracked on to a bloke who's worth $50 million.
That'll last a week. You know, I can do it.
Actually, I felt a bit of heat.
Dangerous. You were sitting over there.
I was watching.
Could you feel the tension?
She was really close to you as well.
Like,
she pulled her seat in right next to you.
I'm not kidding. I don't want to put a moz on this.
Mick, come on.
Hey, come on. Hey, right. We're getting some good feedback. We love your feedback. Here at Kennedy Malloy.
And we've only been on air for a week. This is our Friday show.
So make it constructive. So, help us out.
Well, let's see what people say.
You've got anything you want to get off?
Well, we have...
Here's one. I like this one. Kennedy Malloy, well done, Mick. You made it through a whole week without taking a sick day.
Yes.
Here's a good one from Matthew Nandos. Infinity dibs on a bomber jacket. I launched this today.
Oh, you did. We're asking any permission of anybody at the whole network.
But they'll be listening. We're going to make a limited edition series of the Triple M bomber jacket, made famous by Jane Kennedy.
Mm. Yep.
And we're going to make about 50.
These are going to be hot. In fact, every chick, Sophie Monk thought I looked hot in it. So did Ella Hooper.
Well, I think she preferred Dangerous Dave's son.
That's true.
But I think she still holds a candle.
Wow.
For the voice from, where is it?
Yeah. 96.9 Sun FM, rocking the valleys. Now, he is Natalie Imbruglia with Torn, 20 years ago today.
We were talking about minibars and what you get up to in a minibar, and someone's said, Dave O'Rourke said, I had the weight activated one.
Yes.
And I replaced everything, but I just blamed my child for doing it. I used to do that. This is what
I was like a cat burglar.
If ever I was in a hotel room I went, oh my God, it's one of these weight activated minibars, I'd say to the kids, don't touch anything, because one time we went away and our minibar bill was about $2,000, and Rob looked at me. I said, don't look at me. That wasn't me. And we realised the kids had been picking up and putting down all the weighted items. So.
It can't be done. Yep. Here's one from Ash Harvey. Mick, if you ever make it to the High Court, I was saying how I've made every court in the land except the High Court.
Correct.
It's on my bucket list. I want to get it done. He's gone, Mick, if you ever make it to the High Court, you can refer to it as a grand slam.
Yeah.
I've got the magistrates, the county, the thing. Just skip the coroner's court.
Oh, well, that's advisable.
That's inevitable.
Mickey, you're going to be watching Winx tomorrow, race?
I'm going to watch Winx. I love this. It's a fairy tale. It's a great race. That's how I'm going to spend my weekend. What are you doing?
I'm going up to Sydney for lunch with the girls, but I'll tell you all
how
about
are you getting
it.
There?
I'm just going to fly Jetstar probably. Head up there. Yeah.
It's interesting. I look forward to seeing this. Winx. I hope there's a mini bar.
I hope there is too.
Thank you, Dangerous Dave.
You're welcome,
you've been fantastic.
Guys.
You know what he's done all week? He's just kept us on the rails. Every time we look like we're about to get out of control.
I feel like, as Sophie said to Jared, I feel safe in your arms when he was sort of carrying her across the Sydney cricket ground. And
thanks, guys.
You make me feel warm and fuzzy.
Appreciate that.
Right. Jeez. That's a finish to the week.
There's
well done,
everybody.
Thanks to all our producers.
Thanks for all your help, everybody. We've really appreciated it. And thanks for listening.
See you next week.
For Upside Realty, upside.com.au.